Hallelujah. Carry your Bible. Let me see. How many people carry with Bible? Wave the word of God. Let me see. Now tablet you the wave, Abby. Now your phone, smartphone you the wave, Abby. iPad, now you the wave, Abby. The word of God. Not be everything for that phone, the word of God, though. But everything in this book is the word of God. Stand up with the word of God. Judges chapter 16. Judges, we just pick a text that we see now. Verse 4 and verse 5 for a text. Judges 16. And it came to pass afterward that he, Samson, loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, said unto Delilah, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. Verse 6. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Please be seated and let's be reverent and see if God will help us to catch something that will help us in this very complicated Christian journey. When the Bible says we are not unaware of the device of Satan, we here is the church of Jesus Christ, God's elect. There's nobody that Satan cannot get. It only takes the grace of God to protect us. And there's nobody, no Christian, no human being that Satan is not after. No human being that Satan is not after. And this is the way William Branham put it. He said, if Satan is not after you, he has gotten you. If Satan stops attacking you, there's no need to attack somebody who is already in his prison yard. Satan made an assignment. He's always in the business of quenching the light. Quenching the light. We are not unaware of the device of Satan. We are ready, including me. Only God knows the assignment they are making now over me. Fortunately for me, there's one lock. I call it lock. Permit me to use the word lock. Amen. God allow me to chop life where. He allow me to see the vanity of everything, including money. Then he brought me into the ministry. Oh yeah. The only thing you can do now is to kill me physically. But to say you will use this and mess my testimony up. No. Ah. You go work hard though. You go work hard where. Because now woman, we don't see her. Now money, we don't see her. Even now pride, I was a military officer during military regime. We have power. When we do our own, nobody they carry us go court. We rule by decree. Listen, church. Amen. Hallelujah.
There is nobody here
that professes true Christian faith that Satan will not go after you. When we are teaching here, we are teaching so that you will understand why Apostle Paul say, he who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. I'm taking this thing slowly. The reason I'm doing this is there is something that is about to take place in the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide in fulfillment of his agenda for salvation. And there is nothing anybody is doing to deserve it. Gideon was not praying that God should use him to deliver Israel from the hand of the Midianites. David was not praying that God should use him to destroy Goliath. Joseph was not praying that God will use him to bring out his brothers and sisters. No. It is God in his sovereignty at the appointed time. Even when he told them to go to the upper room, he didn't know. They didn't know what will happen. Peter was not praying to be a disciple of Jesus. He was not even a disciple of John. They do a fisherman work. He wasn't even prospering in it. God called him. There's a reason why he calls every one of us. There's a reason why he will choose an assembly like this. When you are here, you are not here by accident. Suddenly, God began to take us deeper and deeper these past days into deep revelations that I never had anywhere before, making this agenda of salvation clearer and clearer and clearer. And naturally, I will ask the question, why now? Then I begin to understand why he says, you don't carry something and throw pears. You don't cast your pears to swine. Correct? You don't carry the children's food and give it to dogs. You don't cast your pears, precious things, throw it to a pig. Will he value it? Hallelujah. Why am I saying this? This church was invaded by swines. So God will withhold the children's food until the swines are swept away. When the children come and sit down, they will begin to give them the children's food. The time has come now for us to take our salvation more seriously. That is why God is giving us deeper and deeper and deeper understanding. Deeper. And the purpose of all these messages is so that you will know where to stand and how to stand as far as salvation is concerned. Salvation is one thing. Serving God is another. Salvation is one thing. Serving God is another. First things first. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Be sure that you are his son first before you struggle to serve him. Be sure that you have eternal life before you begin to look for. God is not looking for people to serve him. He will raise evil stones to serve even madmen. Even madmen, he can prophesy through madmen. So we say this because the stories in the Bible, they are there for us to learn something. When God showed Daniel things in the Bible, in the Revelation concerning the nation of Israel, Daniel asked him, how When will these things come to pass? He wanted to know more details. And he said he should close the books. The revelation is not for you now. But it is for an appointed time. It will come to pass. And when the time comes, it stresses the wise shall understand. The wicked will continue in their wickedness. By the time these revelations will come to pass concerning salvation, the wicked will continue in their wickedness, but the wise shall understand. That's why we have the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. The difference is in revelation. It's in knowledge. In Revelation chapter 13 verse 8, the whole of chapter 13, we see that it is the revelation of the Antichrist. How he will operate. And the description was given. And they are using terminology as the beast. And a mark. And this and that. And he left everybody in confusion. But in verse 18, he added and said, here is wisdom. You need wisdom to know who this Antichrist is. Let him that has understanding. If you have understanding, he said, count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And his number is what? 666. And the devil is thinking that somebody will come and put on your forehead tattoo 666. On your hand, tattoo 666. We are not unawares of the device of Satan. It's a lie. If you see them come and tell you, say, come, let's put on your head 666. Now lie. It's a diversion. You want to know who that number is referring to? He says it's the number of a man, but you need wisdom to count it. And we have taught you in this church. Praise the Lord. And how are you to get this understanding? Daniel understood by books. He understood by books. He went studying to understand the condition of Israel. He went back to the prophecy that brought them to where they are today. And if you want to understand the position of the church, the condition of the church today, go and also read the books. When I say read the books, I'm not saying go to bookshop. I'm going to read books written by Oyedepo, by Kennedy Hagin, by Kumuyi, by Redeem, by who? That's not the books I'm referring to. I'm telling you the books in the book. The books in the book. The book of Daniel, the book of Revelation, the book of Matthew, the book of Micah, the book of Malachi, the book of Isaiah, the book of Jeremiah. Go to the books. And then you will see. And if you read and you go to another book called the book of the Acts of the Holy Ghost and the Apostles. And you read the book that Paul wrote, the books that Paul wrote, the books that Peter wrote, the books that Jude wrote, John, all of them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. When you read it, hallelujah, you will ask the same question that we see in the parable of the wheat and tares. They ask, did you not sow good seed in this your farm? How come now it is there are tares in it? Did you not sow good seed? The church that started. This is not how it started. How has it reduced to this level? Why are we seeing what we are seeing in the church of Jesus Christ? What was the answer? Delilah did it. An enemy has done it. An enemy has done this. And only the wise shall understand this. The rest, just religion. our church, our pastor, man of God, anointing, gifts, nothing more than that. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, Apostle Paul told Timothy, since you were a child, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. There is a wisdom unto salvation. There are scriptures that will make you wise unto salvation. It's not every scripture that will give you wisdom for salvation. Hey, I'm saying another thing, Abby. Because I said one time that salvation is not for all. Even the day I gave that topic, I said today, I have my topic, salvation is not for all. All of you say, Pastor, want to speak error. But today you understand salvation is not for all. Listen, I've said this and I'll continue to say it because there are new people that hear us every day. This Bible here, there are two lines of revelation. Two lines of revelation, and we have problems with this. Number one is that when you come to Christ, you have come, you are born again, and you become a member of a kingdom that has kingdom rules, kingdom principles. That includes the laws for divine health, the laws for prosperity, the laws to live a life of holiness, so that you see God every time around you. Different laws of sowing and reaping. The effect of divine love, fellowship, and all the rest. They are principles, tithes and offerings. They are kingdom principles, kingdom laws. The second line there is for you to know that there is a divine agenda for salvation that started from the Garden of Eden. The prophecy went forth in Revelation, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. And that salvation, when man fell in the Garden of Eden, the process of restoration back. Amen. You must know it. And so Apostle Paul said, in Ephesians 2 verse 20, that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. He said, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We are described as a building. It's a building of the house of God that has been taking place. If Jesus is the chief cornerstone, it means this building will have an architect. But this architect, hallelujah, the architect of this building is Christ himself, and he is the supervisor. He is the one that has the blueprints. And he is the one to tell you it is now time for Pentecost. Drop grace, law. I have come to fulfill the law. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. All that you see in the law and ordinances, they are a shadow of things to come. They speak of me. Search the scriptures. In them you think you have life, for they are they that testify of me. For Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. You see me, you see the Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come to me. And I will take you where you should go. For I am the fountain of living water. Praise the Lord. This is who he is. Therefore, he is the one that tells you when to bend. He is the one that will tell you when to stop. And this is where many people miss it. The fulfillment of that agenda, Israel missed it. The fulfillment of that agenda, I say it again, hallelujah. The scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious leaders of Israel, who were reading the Torah every day, they missed it. They missed it. But they were washing their hands before eating. But they were keeping the law to the letter. They were following the kingdom principles, but the agenda, they missed it. The perfect believer, therefore, must match the divine agenda with the divine principle to be perfect. The Pentecostals and the denominationals specialize in the kingdom principles, prosperity, and whatever it is. And it is scripture. It is true. Don't fault them. They specialize in the anointing, healing, deliverance, prayer, fasting. But when a scripture is fulfilled, they are too blind to see the fulfillment of scripture. So they miss the agenda of God. Enter believers. Mystery, 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 mystery. And they abandon the principles. So you see them dead places, dead churches. Poverty all around enter message churches. Because they don't know. It's not what you know you teach. Ignorance. Oh, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Mystery, 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 mystery. Until they cannot even discern a prophecy we receive today. Instrumental message churches, they will tell the Holy Ghost, shut up. They will tell the sister, shut up, without knowing they're telling the Holy Ghost to shut up. But they will explain Godhead. They will explain serpent seed. They will explain the fulfillment of Malachi chapter 4. They will explain the dispensations. They will explain all the mystery of predestination and eternal security. But they are totally, totally ignorant of how to enjoy yourself when you are in the kingdom. Amen. Abraham, we are supposed to be the seed of Abraham. He is referred to as the possessor of heaven and the earth. On earth here, we will enjoy. And in heaven, we will enjoy eternally. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord himself complicated it. So that only him will cause you to understand. Because salvation is not for all. And so we say in Matthew chapter 13, 7 parables he spoke there. All parables. In the crusade, he will speak parable. But we see, if you read it from verse 9, verse 9, verse 10, verse 11, Matthew chapter 13, he who has ear to hear, let him hear. Verse 10, it says, and the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them? Somebody shout them. Them. It doesn't have English. Them, them. It didn't say, why speak it unto us? There is us and there is them. Why speak it unto them in parables? Verse 11. What did he say? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you. There is us and them. Oh, okay. I didn't say we are the us. But I'm teaching you something now. In the kingdom, there is them and there is you. There is them and you. Amen. He said, it is given unto you that I have called my disciples to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, It is not a given. Hallelujah. All these things I'm saying is just to achieve only one thing. Is to help us take our eternal destination seriously and move us away from religion. The quality of people coming to Brother Assembly Church now is changing. We're having people now who are not here because of gifts. Let those people clap for themselves. So I will not be surprised that God will come down now. Hallelujah. And begin to deal with us like he was dealing with the disciples. He was talking to 5,000 people without microphone, but I'm telling you, they were not all hearing him. Because he didn't say it and meant them to hear him. And so when he came to his disciples, then he explained the parables. So Jesus himself, it's a mystery church. Deliberately, he confused some people that he called them. And come to another group and say, unto you it is given. Who gave it to them? The Father who sent him has those that this gospel is meant for. Many more is just gift, 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 gift. Nothing more. I was saying, one of the prophets who has left this place, he said, somebody approached him. I beg, I don't understand this water baptism on a Tuesday during counseling. And he said, that's not my own. My own is to enter spirit for you. You can go outside and ask those people, please, what's your problem? And you think that you're a minister of God. You are actually just a soothsayer. You are a soothsayer. You are not a minister of God. Every gift you have is to attract people to come to you to hear the gospel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So all I'm trying to let you know is the condition of the church so that you will know where to stand. To let you know why the church has reduced to the extent that it is now. Something just made me to go to YouTube. And I was seeing those comedians. And the truth about it is, I don't know whether it's coincidence. All the ones I saw in the YouTube, all the comedians where they performed, they were in churches. All the comedians that I saw, they performed, the ones I saw, they performed in Salvation Ministry, Port Harcourt. They perform in Dunamis. They perform in House on the Rock. They perform in Koza, Abuja. They perform in the branch of Bushiri in Abuja. They perform in Redeem. They perform in Apostle Suleiman's altar. All churches. And they call all those people daddies in the Lord. And the members here were really, really getting entertained. They laugh. I saw one, the man, they laugh full of cheer when they were making caricature of the cross of Jesus Christ. And the true believers are saying, Papa, is this how the gospel started that we see in the Bible? Where is this Bible Christianity? And he said, an enemy has done this. An enemy has done this. So that you will know that it's not every church that is a church of Jesus Christ. So that you will know it's not every pastor that is called by Jesus Christ. So that you will know that it's not every Christian that is of Christ. And more importantly, so that you will make your own calling and election sure. Knowing that many are called, but few Few are chosen. There's a battle that is going on now. It is a battle between truth and error. Those on the side of the truth are called contenders. And they are fearless. Symbolized by the roaring lion Sister Ijoma saw. And they have a depth of revelation that keeps them bold by that eagle anointing. It is the spirit of revelation preparing the wise for homegoing. The foolish will remain in these foolish places. And the rapture will take place. And they will still be going to the mountain for prayers. It will not be our portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The story of Samson is to establish the knowledge of the estate of the church. And I repeat, I am not preaching to make you our church member. I am preaching to make you take a stand for Christ. The time has come now where less emphasis is given to church membership. What God is doing is not showing you church address. What God is doing now is bringing you to the old path where he lieth life. Seducing spirit have seduced us. Lying spirit taking us away from God. I will let you know soon. Every time you just see these things established. In chapter 14 of Judges, where I saw something. Samson went and paid the bride price for a woman, a Philistine woman. He went to prepare to come back to collect his wife. His best man collected the wife. Read it in chapter 14, you will see it. It's the estate of the church. His best man collected during the wedding, during the time he went for the bride price. His best man. When he went to prepare and come and collect his wife, his friend married the woman. Can't you learn something about the condition of the church? Denominational leaders have collected the church of Jesus Christ from Jesus. Teaching for commandment, doctrine of men. They no longer teach the word. They took the hearts of the believers away from Christ to themselves. Whose picture are you seeing in the signboard of that church? It's mommy and daddy. A general overseer is advertising his former house where he lived to be a place of tourism. He's advertising his former church where he moved into the camp. I'm saying it so that because that man, he acts like a humble person. I hope he'll be humble enough to know when his error is pointed out for him to repent. If not, you are an actor. You are acting humility. How will you be pointing people to go to your bed where you slept, you and your wife, when you first moved to the camp? Why are you pointing people to you? Is that what God called you to do? Go there and challenge and connect by faith and go there. And people are not understanding that somebody is collecting the wife of Jesus Christ from him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We will continue next time. We must return to our husband. If you see what Samson did when he discovered that his wife was given to another, he came. Philistines in the whole of their history did not suffer like they suffered as a result of that. What my mind goes to is the day of the Lord. Continue, all of you. But there is a day that the Lord is coming for his wife, and he will find out what you did. And the same judgment that the Philistines had is hanging over all of you. Are you wife of Jesus Christ? Return to your husband. He's the one that paid the bride price. No Jew paid your bride price. No church paid your bride price. No mommy paid your bride price. Jesus paid your bride price. And he alone must be lifted up. He alone must be lifted up. May God open your eyes to understand the condition of the church and know where to stand in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm in great expectation. And some people will be swept away. But may it not be your portion in Jesus' name. This rapture will soon strike. Very interesting events will soon be taking place that will culminate into homegoing. I don't finish for today. Clap your hands for Jesus. Don't finish for today. Can we stand up?